This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, May 17, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. President Joe Biden visited Buffalo, New York today to show his support of city residents. The visit came in the aftermath of a mass shooting on Saturday. 10 people, all black, were killed by a white teenager. 3 others were wounded. Officials are characterizing the attack as a hate crime. Biden says everyone has a role to play in fighting hate.
We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war deployed in a racist cause.
The shooter wrote a 180-page racist rant that shows he was indoctrinated with white supremacist ideology through social media. Abbott Laboratories and federal officials have reached a deal to reopen the company's baby formula production plant in Sturgis, Michigan. The facility was closed earlier this year after formula was contaminated. 2 children died after consuming the formula. The plant closure was a factor in creating severe baby formula shortages around the country. Parents have had difficulty finding supplies, potentially endangering the health of their children. A judge has suspended Michigan's dormant ban on abortion, saying it likely violates the state constitution. The law, which was originally passed in 1931, makes it a crime to assist in an abortion. There is no exception in the law for rape or incest. The measure has had no impact since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in 1973 with its Roe v. Wade decision. The high court could overturn that decision this summer. Michigan would have reverted to its 1931 law. But Judge Elizabeth Gleicher granted a preliminary injunction sought by Planned Parenthood of Michigan. The judge says the right to bodily integrity in Michigan includes the right to end a pregnancy. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued a statement saying she welcomes the judge's action. The race for Wayne County Sheriff is underway. Candidates will face off in the Democratic primary on August 2nd. Incumbent Raphael Washington held an endorsement rally in Detroit today. He was selected as sheriff in January 2021 following the death of Sheriff Benny Napoleon from COVID. Joan Merriweather and Walter Epps are also running to fill the rest of Napoleon's term, which ends in December 2024. All 3 candidates are Democrats. No Republicans are on the ballot. And Detroit Documenters reports the Board of Police Commissioners has voted unanimously to establish a youth advisory panel. 7 city residents between the ages of 15 and 24 will serve on the panel. Each district will have a representative. The goal of the panel is to amplify the voices of Detroit youth and ensure a formal structure for them to engage with the Board of Police Commissioners. Thank you for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at detroiteveningreport@wdet.org. I'm Jerome Vaughn, WDET News.